All right, so we've been spending a couple of days here on Buffalo. Real impressive the last 2 weeks. Big wins over Kansas City and Cleveland. It's a real well-balanced football team. Chan and his staff done a great job, as they usually do, and give you a lot of things to prepare for. But they're very solid defensively, good front, good guys in the secondary, good cover players, very disruptive group up front, and kicking game has been explosive with McKelvin. And offensively, of course, they do a great job of getting the ball to everybody, backs, tight ends, receivers. Quarterback's active, offensive line solid. So got a lot of good players, good scheme. I'm sure it'll be a hostile environment for us Sunday, like it was last year up there, like it usually is on the road for us. So that'll be a challenge for us to deal with that. But got a lot of work to do here this week and start trying to string a couple of days together here and get ready to go.
Coach, in terms of your record and the challenge you just elaborated on, what have you told the team this week?
What have I told the team? Talked about getting ready to go against Buffalo.
How would you describe being 1-2? It's obviously unfamiliar territory for you and this team. How would you describe it right now?
We don't talk about records.
One of the more longer front sevens that you'll see this year. Taller and guys, their
lengthwise. I wouldn't put Kyle Williams in that category, but he's a very disruptive player. But you know, Carrington, Darius, and certainly Williams and Mark Anderson, the ends, you know, are. But I mean, they're big, they're athletic, they're active. Kyle Williams is hard to block, whether he's long or not. But they do have some length up there. Yes.
Almost as if they, because of the talent at front four, putting a lot on them and allowing the back seven to not necessarily get involved as much rushing passer?
I would say they don't have a lot of secondary blitzes. They do some, but not a lot. But what they do is very similar to what they did at the end of year last year. They kind of made a transition during the season, and the way they finished the year is similar to the way that they've, scheme-wise, the way they've played this year defensively.
What have Williams and Anderson allowed them to do along that front four that they didn't do anything? Well, they basically, you just said they do the same thing, but what do they bring, I guess I should ask?
We know Mark. I mean, Mark's very athletic, long guy with good speed, good quickness. Mario's a big athlete, a 300-pound kid that's strong and physical, and, you know, has certainly a big element of as a power rusher when he wants to, although he's athletic enough to, you know, to run the edge and play in space too. And, you know, Kelsey's been out there, which we have a long history with him, but he's another good edge player that has a good repertoire of pass rush moves.
It's not sealed yet, but there seems to be progress on the front of some kind of an agreement between officials in the league to return the regular officials. Would that be welcome news if it did come to pass?
Just trying to concentrate on getting our team ready to play Buffalo. That's all I'm doing.
I'll take another. when it comes to closing out games, oftentimes the team has to change its mindset, but a closeout drive could be just as important, I would guess, to you as a scoring drive. What are some of the things that you'd like to see improve with your group in some of those closeout drives, the 4-minute drives?
About offensively?
Offensively, yes.
Well, it's not about scoring at that point. It's about running out the clock, and that's making first downs. So if that's the situation in the game, then that's what our goal is. That's what we're trying to do.
Mindset after 56 minutes of trying to progress it down the field, maybe in fast fashion, and now all of a sudden you're trying to kill clock and move the ball. Is that ever a difficult transition?
Well, I mean, every end of the game situation is unique. I mean, whether you're whatever it is, it's must onside kick or your hands team or all out punt rushes or 4-minute offense or 4-minute defense. You know, the situation changes, so you've got to be ready to adapt to those situations at the end of the game. I mean, we talk about them every week, and they're usually all different to a point. Even when they're the same, there's usually a different element to it. But that's that's football. That's what makes football the great sport that it is. There's so many things that can happen at the end of the game, so many different situations. And there, those strategic situations have to be played a certain way, whatever your strategy happens to be. But there's an element of a strategy there that's unique to this game, and that's what makes it great. So do we have to adjust? Yeah, sure. But that's a weekly part of our preparation and adjustment. I don't think it's anything that's foreign to us. Just got to do a better job.
Bill, you're real strict with your rules regarding your players, and if guys violate those rules, you have consequences. Would you be surprised because of the rule that you can't contact a ref if you were fined sometime today or in the future?
Yeah, I already commented on that the other day, and I don't have anything to add to it. So whatever the league decides to do, I'll respect and just keep trying to do my job.
Have you had any contact at all with the league about this situation? Was there
any more to add to it? No more.
Can you tell us about Terrell McLean?
Came out a couple of years ago. Defensive tackle, inside, more an inside player out of South Florida. Athletic guy. We spent some time with him before the draft. So we'll see how it looks here.
What are you seeing from the Bills' offensive backfield? I know they've had some injuries. How does that sort of alter or do anything for your preparation?
So whoever they give the ball to is making yards. You know, they've all made yards. They're all good backs. Spiller's obviously had a great start and put up tremendous numbers and 9 yards a carry or whatever it is. But I won't take anything away from Jackson or Choice. I mean, they're really good too. They break tackles, they run hard, and they've made yards. So I think whoever they give it to, it looks like has been productive for them.
And also a credit for their offensive line.
Sure. They have a couple young guys up there, but Woods, Levitre, Urbick. I mean, that group's starting to build up some time together and experience. But Glenn's done a good job for them. Paris is back from last year. But they complement each other well. They run the ball well. They play action well. They throw well. They keep you off balance. They spread the field a lot and do all those things from all those formations. So. I mean, except from empty, there's not a lot of running game in empty. But other than that, they spread the field and they keep you off balance, and they use all those elements. So you have to defend everything. You have to defend all the receivers. You have to defend the running game, which they've been productive with, play action, bootlegs, things like that. So they do a real good job, and the running game certainly helps the passing game. Passing game helps the running game.
Does Ryan Fitzpatrick look any different to you, or has he progressed this year, Bill, differently than he did the last couple of years when he broke onto the scene?
He looked pretty good last year. He's looked good, period. But, I think he's doing the same things. I mean, he spreads the ball around, gets the ball to the open receivers, kind of takes what the defense gives him. He's not a guy that's going to stand back there and hold the ball a long time. He's going to get it, find somebody that's open, give it to him, and let him go. He's athletic. He's got good quickness in the pocket. He can avoid the rushers and also escape outside on bootlegs, rollouts, scrambles, things like that. So he's has an element of running with the ball. He becomes a sixth receiver in some of those third medium situations. He can easily pick up the first down. So he's got that part of his game too. But overall, he manages the team well. He's a smart guy. Does a good job of recognizing defenses, taking advantage of the weaknesses, and getting the ball to the players who can make plays, which they got a lot of them. What's made today? Well, it's difficult when they play good. I mean, they have a good team. They play well. That's stuff to play anybody, any good team. I don't care where you play them. Play them at home. Play them on a road. Play them at a neutral site. Good football teams they're hard to play. And Buffalo's a good team. We've always had very competitive games against them, and we had two competitive games against them last year, so I wouldn't expect it to be any different. Of course, they're playing at home. Crowd gets energized. all that. But, I mean, that's we see that pretty much every week on the road. But yeah, Buffalo fans are they're behind their team like they should be. Team's given them a lot to be excited about, so I'm sure there'll be a lot of energy there.
So overall, is Buffalo a bit of a stronger team this year as opposed to previous year?
Well, I think they've been good. They were good last year. They're good this year, and they've added some players, and they've added some very good players. Those players are playing well, and they're productive for them. So, you know, I'd say that they certainly haven't gotten any worse. Yeah. Good? Okay, thank you.